Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This week's fantastic episode of Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour brought to you by, speaking of fantastic episodes, the new show In the Dark.
Oh, okay, last night.
Yep. On the CW.
So, you know, she's like promiscuous. She hooks up with people. She drinks
sure.
a lot.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Murphy.
Yes.
The star of the show.
Right.
So she hooked up with a guy last night.
Mm-hmm.
One night stand. And he called her mommy. That's not what you want to hear during a one night stand.
This is like my life. Okay, Thursdays on the
mommy issues.
Thursdays on the CW. From executive producer Ben Stiller and the director of The Big Sick comes the highly anticipated series In the Dark. Yeah, Murphy Mason, right?
The show is fun.
Drinky, drinky, sleepy, sleepy, aroundy.
But, and solves mysteries like Jessica Fletcher.
Right.
But with Columbo's eyes.
She's drifting through life without a semblance of direction, which has nothing to do with the fact that she's blind.
I know, seriously.
Right.
That's a new twist on the mystery solving.
Right. Her judgment, maybe a little off, right? Yeah. She has two friends, only two of them, her ride-or-die roommate Jess and Dice Tyson, a drug-dealing teenager who once saved her life, right? What happens to Tyson? Murder!
Wait.
He ends up dead!
Hold on, then she doesn't have two friends anymore. She only has one friend.
Well, okay. Listen, don't be a stickler.
No wonder she's banging these guys.
Okay, when the police can't seem to be bothered with investigating her friend's murder.
Murder?
Thank you. The only way Murphy can not fall apart is to figure it out herself. She begins to head down a dark path, asking questions that may ultimately get her into serious trouble. Equal parts comedy, heart, and suspense. It's got all the feels, man. Catch it now. New series In the Dark. Thursdays on the CW or anytime on the free CW app. Okay, let's do Happy Hour.
Behind.
Yeah. Pull up the bicycle that makes toast, everyone. It's Ed Begley Jr.
Yeah.
Happy hour, Ed.
So happy to be here with you for happy hour.
I know you're sober, famously. I'm famously not. But we're going to work on that. We're going to work on my carbon footprint.
We balance each other out.
Listen, we're going to work on my fart. You know what I was just doing in the garage? How nervous was I that Ed Begley Jr. was coming here?
You thought I was going to judge you in some way.
Yes, because your whole point in your environmental message... First of all, I wore my Hug Trees t-shirt for you.
Very nice. Just now noticed it. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
You're on your best behavior.
Thank
you wear green jewelry and everything.
I did. There's a costumer for today's show. No, but you are so great with the environmental message and for so many years mm-hmm. and about reducing your carbon footprint. And so I was like, oh, shit, I have an SUV and Ed's going to see it. Oh, shit. Because I have two giant dogs that I need to get around.
If okay. I judge people by their cars or houses, I would have no friends.
Exactly, so especially in Los Angeles.
I was like, don't let them in through
you.
That garage.
You do so much for the environment, so many things. I love you, whatever you do.
Don't let them through that garage. Okay, but let me just tell you how I'm helping, Ed, because I know you ride a bike mostly. And what's your utility bills? $10 a month? All right, listen, Ed, here's my point. Here's what I'm doing for the environment, okay? Here's what I'm doing for America. I'm a loser. I'm a stay-at-home. I work at home.
You never drive
I
anywhere.
I barely leave my house. I never leave my house. I'm a loser. I'm single. I'm childless. My carbon footprint. I have an SUV. Ed Begley Jr., it is a 2006. I just checked it for you. It has 50,539 miles on it.
And you got it new.
Yes. Yes, 2006.
It's 2019. I have 50,000.
You're doing better than me, I think. I think if you add it all up, I think you're doing better than me.
What helps from being a loser? I don't get invited anywhere. I don't go anywhere. Unless I have to drive my dog somewhere, that's it.
Atta girl.
Exactly. I'm proud of myself. Wait, and we were friends, and I was laughing because I swear to God, you came to a fundraiser one night at my house on the wrong night. And I was in my pajamas. Yes, on the way to bed. And I was like, what's the doctor from St. Elsewhere doing at my door? That's weird.
Just because I don't remember, it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
You were cute. It was cute. You were like, oh, is this the wrong night? I was like,
wrong
well?
Month, maybe.
Unless you want to have a slumber party.
Your diary.
Hi, Ed Begley Jr. Yeah. What a delight to have you here on the night you're supposed to be here. This is
exactly.
Fantastic.
Couldn't be better. I'm a big fan, right. By the way.
I'm a big fan of yours. We were just, Trav, right? We were watching the new, you were so fucking funny. we were just watching.
We're talking about Bless This Mess coming to ABC.
Yes.
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
April 16th,
yes. Correct. 9:30 ABC, you're right.
Dax Shepard.
Lake Bell.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Pam Grier.
Yes, Pam Grier, who I love, who I've known years. And anyway, we were saying, just even in the promo, when they're in the shower and you walk in and they throw a piece of soap at your chest, your deadpan is like the best in the business.
That's because I'm just dead at this point. I died and nobody told me about it. I died in 2014 and nobody told me. That's why it's easy to do deadpan. I'm dead, okay?
Soap just hits your chest.
What's your next question?
And it just falls and you just stand there. Did that need more than one take or that was just fine?
I don't remember. We actually did two or three of that. They kept laughing. They liked it a lot. At Video Village, they were laughing.
Keep a straight face.
I live for.
Oh, my God. Susie Essman. It's like a Green Acres takeoff. Susie Essman plays...
Susie the best?
Yeah. I love that. She plays the female character's mom.
Lake Bell's mom.
The abrasive New York mom.
She's right. On the phone. Put the cow on the phone! Leave my daughter alone!
That's a very good Susie Essman, by the way.
Thank you. No, well, there'd have to be more swearing. Fuck you, Larry, you fucking Jew face.
All right. Yeah, ABC's playing promos for it all the time.
I think it's going to be a big push. I'm very proud of
them.
They're
sort of embracing the Green Acres thing. I mean, it's sort of a modern Green Acres.
And it comes on right after Blackish, which is a great show.
Exactly.
That's like one of their biggest comedies right now. So that's a great lead-in for you guys.
It really is wonderful.
By the way. Lawrence Fishburne sat right in that chair for happy hour. And I just want you to know that I wore a Supergirl shirt. So I am not just a geek when you're here. I'm a geek when everyone's here. I'm like, which shirt should I put on? I don't want to be late. Oh, I know.
I love Lawrence Fishburne.
He's fantastic.
Isn't he great?
Yeah. He's so cuddly. You think, ooh, it's Morpheus. He's scary. And he's like giggly and delightful. Anyway.
He is delightful.
All right, Ed, where do we even start with you?
Did you meet... Dax doing Chips, the movie?
I met him before that through Kristen Bell, his lovely wife, but you're correct. We worked on that movie. I got to know him better there and then better still at a few social engagements, and now we're working together. I love that kid. He's so great.
Yeah.
So hilarious. I love that. What's the headline? Wait, where's the headline I was reading? Dax Shepard says bovine Emmy buzz already loud for ABC's Bless This Mess. I'm like, you were nominated 6 years in a row for St. Elsewhere. You're not going to lose to a fucking cow.
Talk about a loser. You think you're a loser 6 times.
And you never won for St. Elsewhere?
Never.
Really?
That is a tragedy.
I'm more concerned.
That's one of my favorite shows of all time.
Devin Nunes has got to be the person that remains most humiliated by a cow. You cannot lose to a cow.
Devin Nunes could sue the cows for you.
That's right. It probably will.
All right. So it's so funny. Everybody we talk to that's been a amazing activist like you have for so long, are you just, do you feel like you're increasing your carbon footprint by yelling during the Trump administration, just constantly, just like, fuck? Like, how much does that expel? How much carbon did I just expel?
I'm proud of myself for not yelling much. In fact, I don't think I've yelled at all. I'm kind of zen about it all. For some reason, this is what we're going through right now at this point in the history of our universe and our planet. We'll get through it, and it's very bad for the environment, as we all know, but we're going to do what we can, and we will rise above this. I'm going to reach out to my brothers across the aisle, my brothers and sisters. We're doing a show about how wonderful people are in middle America. Mm-hmm. That's the show about unity, and I'm going to be very upbeat in the face of disaster.
Yeah.
And I talk about that, that, you know, my 96-year-old Republican Fox News watching Trump voting mom, she's broke her hip. I'm, you know, went back to take care of her. I'm going back again. It's like, we're going to have to put this country back together again.
Exactly.
With people that we love, with friends and family, mm-hmm. and people that this, I guess that's kind of divisive to call him an orange motherfucker, but has divided this country. To such a degree. I mean, we are exporting hate now. The MAGA hat, we were talking about this all week, is a symbol of hate and divisiveness and racism around the world. Not just
all my green stuff that I espouse, all that I do and practice, all comes from my dad, Republican, a conservative that liked to conserve.
You said that. I have that in my FBI background.
Absolutely.
Check, pardon me.
He had lived through the Great Depression. He was a son of Irish immigrants. We saved every bit of tinfoil and string.
My mom, too. My mom has crackers that were there when I was in high school. But my point is, yes, my dad ran with Goldwater. You know, we have that.
Sure, the Clean Water Act, Clean Air Act all happened under Nixon. Endangered Species Act, Nixon.
That's right.
That.
We've talked about this, that yes, you had, that's when you say conservative used to mean conservation.
Yeah, let's get them back. Let's get our conservative brothers back.
Wait, and hang on a second. You jumped ahead to that part in the FBI background check.
Sorry, I'm bouncing all around.
But you said that's where you got your love of outdoors, and he wanted.
Yeah, he
to be
died
a
within a few days of the first Earth Day, and so I wanted to do something to honor him. I started riding my bike. I started taking public transportation. I recycled, became a vegetarian, did everything I could to clean up the air in L.A., even bought a 1970 electric car. Bought my first electric car in 1970.
That one did about 15 miles an hour, I think. It
exactly.
Had about a 15-mile radius.
Top speed, 15 to 20 miles an hour. If it's really flat, you could hit 20.
That's that guy from St. Elsewhere driving the fucking go car. What is... Right? You've been through some... Right? But you had a good sense of humor about yourself. You played yourself on The Simpsons.
That's right.
And you
I drove
you,
a car powered by my own sense of self-satisfaction.
Exactly.
I had a little helmet in my head leading
to
the motor.
To
a little helmet with wires coming off, and that powered the car.
Stupid car.
Then Homer was like, we're all chained to these trees because they're trying to save the trees, and they're trying to swab him with pepper sprays. And put it in Begley's eyes. He likes it. How can you not like that?
That's awesome.
That's why you're powerful, though, as an activist, because you have this, you know, passion, but you also have this sense of humor about
you
it.
You've got to have a sense of humor.
You know, it doesn't
even
feel preachy.
Even about what's happening now, you've got to rise above it with humor and grace and reaching across the aisle.
I went to Catholic school, and it's like I feel like you've absolved me from my SUV by the fact that it is a 2006 with 50,000 miles
peace,
on
my
it.
My daughter.
Thank you. Say, two Hail Marys, eat a tofu burger, call me in the morning. Okay, so wait. You skipped ahead. You were a typical Valley teen in smoggy Van Nuys, right?
Correct.
And I guy like Californian GPS. Yeah, you look like a Van Nuys dude.
I went to Van Nuys High, that's right.
But was
that's
that
where my dad went, too.
Great school.
Yeah.
But was that, you said, I traced my environmentally friendly life school back to my childhood. And was the air quality, was it something you thought of at the time? You're like,
you had to think about it.
Yeah.
Couldn't play outside many days. Before they even banned us from playing outside, common sense dictated you couldn't sit out on the bench outside. It just hurt your lungs so bad. Forget about running. Just to sit and breathe in and breathe out, it just stung. And I'm not an asthmatic now, nor was I then, but it just hurt to breathe. And so we started doing things to clean up the air. We thought maybe if we put smog control devices on cars and change the polluting power plants in L.A., did a few other things, clean fuel buses and what have you, that it might make a difference. It made a big difference.
Yeah.
We have four times the cars since 1970, millions more people, and we have a fraction of the smog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We still have work to do. There's dirty areas around the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. There's, you know, shipping yards and what have you, and, you know, train lines and what have you. There's freeway interchanges where there's a lot of pollution in some communities. But it's much overall, it's much, much better, and we got to get it all the way. We can't take it all the way because we've come so far.
Yeah.
And businesses thrive doing it.
Yeah.
People making those catalytic converters and combined cycle gas turbines.
Green
spray
jobs.
Paint booths, green jobs.
Can I was going to, all right, let's jump ahead to AOC because I was saying, as I've mentioned, I'm a bitter, cynical old loser that works in my basement. But I am so inspired by, you know, these young women like AOC. Like, when I hear her talk, I'm like, yes, why can't we be bold? Why can't, like, when every time she, I mean, first of all, she's just so smart and so great on social media and so, like, snaps back whenever they mock her, when they call her a bartender, you know, the president. I mean, with the president of the United States going, oh, this bartender, like, and she just is not deterred. And she makes me believe that we can do big things again.
We can, because I will certainly concede that if you work in a coal mine or you work in an oil derrick or a, you know, a refinery, those are jobs, the money goes back in the community. You must concede that because that's just economics. That mm-hmm. happens. But what about the money that you used to make wind turbines and to operate them, to make environmentally sound vehicles, to make solar panels,
yeah.
to make energy efficient, you know, thermostats and energy efficient light bulbs? All those things are jobs too, to modernize all our homes and offices. Those are jobs of dignity. Get people out of the coal mines, retrain them, and get them making wind turbines and solar panels. They yeah. act like that is money that's printed on flash paper, but the minute you know, generate it, it disappears. None yeah. of that money supposedly goes back in the community. Au contraire, yeah. more people working in solar now than work in the coal industry.
Did you see this on Fox News? I love when this happens. I love when Fox News gets pantsed live on the air. So they sent one of their douchebags into a blue-collar diner in Missouri. And he was surprised to find a man there who ardently backed the Green New Deal. They just thought they'd find other people that'll, you know, would mock it. So they went to the corner cafe, asked a man named Jack about why he wanted to hear presidential candidates talk more about climate change. He said, it's really important we keep below 2 degrees Celsius of average warming. Otherwise, the consequences are going to be devastating. How do we pay for it? Asked the Fox douche. It doesn't matter what his name is. The man shot back, how do we pay for World War II? At the end of the day, with something this important, our economy is going to suffer if we don't pay for it. The Fox News said, Jack, thank you for your time, and then just moved on.
Yeah.
Like, this did not used to, as you were talking about, our fathers, you know, other Republican presidents, this didn't used to be a partisan issue. I mean, I loved AOC going, how is this a coastal elite thing that we all want to breathe clean air, or we want all our kids to breathe clean air and have clean water? And not die like kids in
and
Flint.
And keep in mind, 200-some-odd billion with a B leaves the country every year with imported oil. Keep that money right here, invested in wind right. turbines, energy efficiency, solar panels. And there's so many rooftops in America that either flat or south-facing that don't have too many trees in the way. Yeah. There's a tremendous amount of resource there to put solar right where it's the most efficient without losing any transmission line loss.
Yeah.
Right on the house or the office building where you need it. That's what we need to do, like, starting right now.
So you're Ed Begley at home with your $10 a year utility bill.
No.
What the fuck?
Best month I had was $10 a month.
$10 a month, pardon
but
me.
But now we got two electric cars charging now, so now it's much more than that. I think it's been about $60 a month.
Energy hog.
I know.
Hold that thought, Ed. I need to conserve some energy. I think I'll go take a nap on my Casper mattress mid happy hour.
The Casper mattress is actually a good thing for Ed because, like, it's temperature control.
Right.
So he doesn't have to run his heater. He doesn't have to run the air conditioner.
Right. Exactly. Breathable foam. Right.
Keeps those electrical bills down.
Four layers of pressure relieving foam, softer under your shoulders, firmer under your hips for healthy alignment and extra support for, you know, whatever you got going on in there.
I have a feeling Mr. and Mrs. Begley do that.
Stop. They have bed frames, bedding, even a dog bed, right? Fred and Jamie love the Casper dog bed. I love my Casper pillow, my Casper sheets. I have a Casper duvet cover.
Huh?
Travis. Yeah. Yeah, I do. They make magic to sleep in.
Is it soft?
Yes.
Is it made from unicorn hair?
So soft. Yes. I'm going to guess it is. And you also get free shipping. You get to try it 100 nights in your own home, risk-free. Right? You're going to love your Casper as much as we do. I've got pretty much every one of my friends has a Casper, and they all rave about it. You go to Casper.com right now, type in Stephanie, what happens? $100 off.
What?
Yeah. Casper.com, type in Stephanie, $100 toward the purchase of select mattresses. Additional fees may apply for Hawaii and Alaska. Terms and conditions apply. And you know what's the best show to watch from your Casper mattress? In the Dark on CW, the new series.
I've heard about this show.
It's awesome.
I right? watched some of this show.
From Ben Stiller and from the director of The Big Sick. It's In the Dark, the new CW series. Well, spoiler alert, but we've already seen the first episode.
Tyson's dead.
Oh, what?
Okay. She's only got one friend left.
Okay, Murphy Mason is the star of the show, a promiscuous, hard-drinking 20-something, we're already talking my language, drifting through life without a semblance of direction.
Uh-huh.
Nothing to do with the fact that she is blind. You only have one line, and that one line is...
We'll get to it.
Okay. Okay. She only had two friends. Oops. Spoiler alert. Jess, her ride-or-die roommate, and Tyson, a drug-dealing teenager who once saved her life, who now has ended up...
Murdered!
Thanks for changing the tense, because I thought you were just going to say murder, and then that would be grammatically incorrect.
That was last week's episode. Catch up, people.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's a grammar bug, though, so I knew he would. Yeah. He would just automatically adjust.
She's got bigger problems than Tyson's murder this week. She's got a guy calling her mommy after she bangs him.
That's right.
Yeah. This is...
I mean...
I feel like they're listeners, right?
No, they call you mama.
Okay. Well, All right. Okay. When she's not at work, barely holding down the job she hates, she can be found drinking at her favorite bar and bringing home men in her drunken, hot mess of a life.
You can really identify with this girl, can't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but then Tyson turns up.
Murdered?
Yeah. Police can't seem to be bothered. She's got to do it herself, right? As we said, she is Jessica Fletcher with two Columbo eyes, which is highly inappropriate of us to say, but funny.
Yeah.
And the series is fantastic. She's heads down a dark path, which that also has nothing to do with the fact that she's blind.
I know that. I think that's a pun.
Right. Yes. This may get her into serious trouble. Equal parts comedy, heart, and suspense. It's the show with all the feels from a whole new perspective. Check it out, the new series, In the Dark, Thursdays on the CW or anytime on the free CW app. And now back to happy hour. You use primarily your bike in public transportation. But okay, but you're sitting there in your Ed Begley home, your energy efficient Ed Begley home, and you hear Donald Trump saying, windmills cause cancer. Just the sound.
Yeah.
It does this. What is Ed Begley Jr. and family saying? What are you feeling when you're...
I think somebody that misinformed, I think it's laughable to people on the left and the right both. I can't imagine that people take that seriously. I hope they don't. I think there's a very small percentage of people that think that wind turbines create cancer because right. of the sound of them.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
But just even his whole like, oh, darling, I want to watch TV. Oh, we can't. The wind's not blowing, darling. Like his little skits, which are...
Yeah, he doesn't understand the concept of battery.
Are you more right. offended as an improv comedian or as a... environmentalist, that
I'm
he's just such a dumb,
offended
unfunny
by the lack
fuck.
Of thought on some of these matters. I mean, wind power is something that I know works. It's been making me money since 1985. I've owned a share of a wind farm since 1985. I know that solar electric works. I've had solar powering my house and charging my car since 1990.
Did a mighty wind give you that idea?
Very good.
Wow.
Very nice callback. That's very impressive.
Did you get your vegetarianism from Pineapple Express?
I do it all of this stuff that I mentioned, I do it not because of an environmentalist. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not, but I do it because of this. Here's my senior pass, my MTA local senior pass.
Yeah.
Cost me 35 cents to get on a bus to the subway. I do it because I'm cheap, Stephanie, okay? I don't care about the environment. I'm just cheap. It makes good economic sense to do this stuff. People
the only
think
probably
I care
downside
about the whales
for you?
And the owls and all this stuff and climate change. No, I'm just cheap. I'm a cheap old bastard.
Okay. Probably the downside's got to be, hey, saying elsewhere, doctor, does this look infected? Just look at this for a second. Look at that. Okay.
That's impressive. You have a tap card with your name and your photo on it.
Need to when you're a senior. Okay. You've got to make sure you're not giving it to your grandchild or something. So it's got my thing on it, and it's 35 cents. Most of the time, peak, I got to say, it's a roaring 75 cents.
All right, I'm going to say something hour. Coastal elitist now, but the fact that anyone would want to steal someone's card to get on a bus in L.A.,
I have a tap card.
I
take the subway.
You can get one of those
good
pretty
for
soon.
You.
I live within walking distance of a Red Line station, so I take it downtown.
Which station
are
you near, if I may?
Beverly and
Vermont.
And Vermont, yes.
Yeah, it's a good station.
Yeah.
I stop there often myself.
Yeah, exactly. I take it downtown to the 7th and Fig.
Yep, I do too.
Yeah.
Thank you for talking.
Blue Line occasionally.
Thank you for tuning into Bus Talk.
No,
welcome
to
Bus Talk.
Subway Talk, Stephanie.
That's right.
We have a subway
this
here.
This is another edition of What the Fuck? We have public transportation in L.A.?
You can walk to Subway from here.
Yeah.
The sandwich shop or the... Oh, the actual thing. Okay,
yes, there's
fine,
a subway
fine.
Station right down
fine.
Here.
Yeah, Hollywood
right.
and Western.
Yes.
Right.
Ed Begley Jr., explain a quote to me. I thought it was fascinating. You said the environmental crisis is all a result of rushing. What's that mean?
Because you want things real quick. I want it right now. Give it to me right now. Let's make nuclear power. We'll make. We'll get fossil fuels. We'll do it all that way. Take your time. Do it properly. Build some wind turbines. Do things... that are okay. more, take okay. a little more time getting batteries set up to store that solar power, that wind power. It just takes a little more time. Don't rush. Don't, you know, fly cross country if you have the time. Take the Amtrak. It's less pollution.
Yeah.
You know, if you have to get from point A to point B in L.A., ride a bike. Don't be in a rush. Take public transportation. You know, it all works.
Mm-hmm. Does it bother you at all that drivers are such assholes about bicycle? I'm a cyclist.
Yeah, sometimes they're a little rude, but now we got so many more bike lanes and bike paths and what have you. It's a much easier and safer way to ride around L.A. because of all the bike paths and lanes.
All right. This goes to your cheap bastardness again, this quote. You said, some would call me an environmentalist. I don't know why. I reuse water that falls in my backyard in the winter. I reuse the trash and clippings I produce for mulch. I reuse the rain that falls on my roof, and I reuse the sun that shines on my house for energy. I guess you'd call me a strategic opportunist as much as an environmentalist.
I can't even remember I said that, but yeah, I don't doubt
well,
you.
Right?
It sounds like something I might have said.
It's like the showing up my house on a night. Okay, whatever. Foggy.
I conveniently forgot that.
That's right.
So now, you have a, wait, do you have a Nissan Leaf now?
I do.
Okay.
I drove it
because
here.
You bought your first electric car in 1970. Now, that's commitment because you said it was essentially a golf cart with a windshield wiper and a horn.
It was a tailor done. They still make electric cars to this day, but when I say car, I'm being quite grand.
What did the horn sound like?
And then you delete the
battery.
Delete
would
the
die.
Battery.
Did anyone take you seriously? And then your battery was
more
done.
A slide whistle than a horn. Because to use the power for the horn took too much power away from and slowed down the vehicle. I think. But on the windshield wiper and the lights.
Coming.
No, it got me around L.A. It was $950. I bought it from a guy called Dutch in Reseda.
Oh,
Taylor
that guy. Yeah.
Dash Dunn, D-U-N-N-E. They still make electric cars to this day, but they're really for a college campus.
Right.
Office complex or one of those little putt-around parts, you know, not they have the internal combustion variety. This was the electric variety, and I had one, and it was licensed for the road. It had a California license plate.
Huh.
Did like, you know, Jay Leno drive by you just going, what the hell is that?
He has a.
Junior? I know you did his. You did a show right about green cars with him.
Yeah.
You got at least hit 20 miles an hour, my friend.
He has a much better electric car than I ever had. He has a Baker electric car. That's what Henry Ford's wife preferred to his noisy contraption.
Uh-huh.
He has one of those 1910 Bakers that is quite expensive. Mine cost $950. His cost considerably more than that.
Wait, you're like Green Rain Man. You are fascinating.
They had electric cars in 1910?
Yeah, they sure did.
Wow.
What? What?
I had no idea.
You're a green nerd, and I just love you.
Look up Baker Electric, 19. Yeah. Just Baker Electric. It'll take you to, I believe it's 19.
Yeah.
Huh.
I had a bigger crush on you than Jolly Green Giant. Listen, let's move on.
Entirely reciprocal.
What? Thank you. You said for my own health, I decided to eat a plant-based diet. You know, Moby lives three houses down. I just ran into him a couple days ago, and I always just avert my eyes because I am not a vegetarian. And
I love Moby. He has a great restaurant.
I know.
Pine.
Little Pine. I know.
It's so good.
I'm always a little. It's like when I run into Mary Lou Henner, I'm like, oh no, she can smell the cheese in Moby.
No, she's a very understanding woman. I don't think she preaches too much to people. I haven't seen her.
She's very. I think she climbed up the side of our Clear Channel building. She's very energetic.
She is
very
enthusiastic about her vegan diet. And she like looked at Chris. She goes, "You eat cheese, don't
yes,
you?"
Yes, she can look at you and tell if you've had cheese that day.
Oh,
wow.
God.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Impressive.
And she can also remember the exact day and time that she met you before.
Yes, and that you last had a cheeseburger. Jesus.
Okay. She's amazing.
She
I
is.
Get a movie
is.
With her. I love her.
Yeah.
She is amazing. I know. I love you said I've been in movies with Meryl Streep and Jack Nicholson, but when I was on The Simpsons, finally in the eyes of my children, I was a star.
It's true. You were on The Simpsons. They're now 41 and 40, but they were in their teens at the time. I can't believe you're on The Simpsons. Suddenly they were impressed. I never heard that when I was in these big movies.
That's impressive, but I'm old. I just want to see what I picked out of your 40,000 pages Travis sent me. I know he has a voluminous career. How much time do I have?
His Wikipedia page is like a novel.
Okay. Your earliest appearance as a guest actor was on Maud.
Oh, that's awesome.
Walter.
Very nice. Very nice PR.
The green guys, yeah.
Maud, I mean, that's my stuff. And then also, Room 222. I had the
With
biggest
Karen
crush
Valentine.
On Karen Valentine. Oh, my God.
The greatest.
Okay.
Denise Nichols.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lloyd Haynes.
Oh.
That's
Michael
right.
Constantine.
Okay.
Eshie
Sean's
Moon,
like, I don't know, old people.
David
names.
Jolliffe. I can't believe I'm remembering all
right. I know, right? Okay. You also played the Democratic U.S. Senator from North Dakota on The West Wing. Mm-hmm. Martin Sheen has been here, right? Richard Schiff has been here in that seat. You guys did.
We're going to get Bradley Whitford in here, too.
Yes. Bradley Whitford's on his way.
He's so great. All of them are so good.
But you did a whole, you denounced Donald Trump within All the President's Men live reading. I missed this. I felt so bad. Here in L.A., with everybody, right? Bradley Whitford, Richard Schiff, Joss Malina, you. I can't imagine. That's why they're saying West Wing is becoming, you know, so big again, you know, as an antidote to the Trump administration on, what is it, Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
I
a
mean,
wonderful
a whole
show.
New generation
it really holds
is,
up exactly.
Yeah.
As pertinent today as it was years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was I had the weirdest experience lately, so Adam Schiff did that great, you know, Mr. Smith goes to Washington, you know, you might think it's okay, I don't, speech.
Right.
And Martin Sheen wrote me and said, could you get this quote to Adam Schiff on the day of his speech? He said, you know, one heart with courage is a majority. And so I sent it to his people. And Adam Schiff writes me and Martin Beck personally the day of that speech and just said, thank you so much. And I'm, you know, oh, I'm not dissuaded. I'm fighting the good fight. I'm going to keep, you know. And I just thought, like, well, he's my congressman. Like, he's, you know, so I know him. And he's just such a deeply decent, kind,
a wonderful guy.
Yeah. I mean, patriot, right?
Yeah. And a fine legislator. Yes. He's just wonderful.
Yeah. But, you know, I assume, like, your dad and my dad were patriots. I mean, they're I just don't know. It doesn't – somebody said this today. It doesn't feel anymore like Republican or Democrat. It feels like good or evil. Are you for caging kids and separating them from their families and drugging them at the border? Are you for – you know, like, how does this – are you for killing the planet or trying to save it? I mean, it's never felt so stark, has it?
Yeah, especially on the environment. It's just you know, it's just unimaginable that people would be doing what they're doing with the environment these days. And so I think we have to move in another direction. We're going to pay the price. Mother Nature baits bats last. Mother Nature baits us too, and certainly bats last.
Yeah.
So we have to do something, because the consequences are dire already with what's happening with climate change, with the fires and the other problems we're having across the globe.
We're having giant monster snowstorms in April? Coming up this week in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I mean, okay. So you were just asked on Twitter, Ed Begley Jr., with such a little time left, according to the UN, what would you suggest we do to turn the crisis around? You've been at this a long time. You said if everyone did what they could, we would lessen the damage. Energy-saving bulbs, smart thermostat, weather stripping, gardening, composting, bike and public transit if possible, solar and EVs for those who can afford it. Plant-based diet has a huge impact. So, as you're saying, like, you don't judge people. You're like, you do what you can.
Do what you can. Yeah, everybody can do something. If everybody just did what they could, we would make a big difference. People have been overwhelmed with the scope of the problems for years. Now I think they're overwhelmed with the scope of the solutions. You know, they're like at base camp wanting to make this big climb of Everest, and they don't know what equipment to get. Get something. Get what you can. Talk to somebody who knows. Go to REI and get somebody who knows what they're doing, who's been up there. Not everybody's going to make it to the top and have a Nissan Leaf and solar panels, but you're going to get part of the way. Climb as high as you can and do what you can.
Yeah.
And that's what everybody needs to do today. Everybody needs to do what they can. Like my dad, I'm not interested in what you can't do. That's a very interesting list, you know, but what can you do? What's the list of things that you can do today?
Yeah. Well, not everyone is going to have an electricity-generating bicycle that you use to toast bread.
Probably not.
Explain that. What?
I don't even have it anymore. I gave it to Jackson Brown and Deanna Cohn.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
She's using it to power a little lighting fixture that lights up her art. She makes art out of recycled plastics, plastics that she's found on the beach. She's part of the Plastic Pollution Coalition, so she's trying to
eliminate. If things get any more dire in progressive radio, we will put in a bike here, and I will power the show.
You go to spin class all the time. You might as well make yourself
useful
here.
Right, I will
do
spin class and combine my radio show with my spin class.
Yes.
But I had a bike. I had a bicycle, a spare bike, and I got a ball tire for it. I put a generator in the back, put it up on a little stand so the wheel was off the ground. Figured, why waste that energy, right?
Right.
That's energy. If you got a good generator and you could bike real hard, which I can, you know, power that generator went right into the solar batteries, and
you're turning into Christopher Lloyd in Back to the Future. I am, aren't
I?
Right, your hair is getting a little crazier. Like,
I know,
Marty.
This is one of we're going back to the future.
Look at his bike.
Garbage makes power now.
You and Bill Nye are in a competition to see who can have the lowest carbon footprint. How is that going?
At this point, I pulled way ahead because I built a new home. We lived a few blocks, a few doors away from each other in the same block. And so we both had these 1936 homes that you can only take so far. The walls are thin, and they're not passable.
This is 1924, my house, yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful house, and you want to preserve a house like this, of course. And we preserved those homes for years. But my wife had other plans for me. She wanted more closet space, and she didn't want to share a bathroom with a teenager anymore. So we decided we'd move, and it was mission creep. We were going to do a remodel on the existing home that was on site. We wound up going down to a vacant lot, doing it from the ground up, and that was not our plan, but the benefit was extraordinary, because if you do the kind of 2019 technology and 2016 technology when we moved in, you can do a tremendous amount. It's a beautiful French Mediterranean home, but it has all the properties that you need to hit platinum status.
Wow.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Can I just say I love your story? Hang on. I did get to this. Hollywood couple in recovery. Ed Begley Jr. and Rachel Carson Begley. You met in a 12-step meeting almost 30 years ago?
Yes, we did. How do you know this?
FBI,
you have your ways.
Check.
You've got paper there. I can't
she was complaining about too much research.
Very impressive.
But I love that Rachel told Oprah when I met him, let me just say this, he was more extreme. He wouldn't let me get in the car. He wouldn't let me get on a plane. He wouldn't throw anything away. I mean, like furniture from high school.
There's a certain amount of truth to all of that.
So you got through
she's
your
flirting with
annoying
the truth.
Her phase.
Yeah.
And then, but now she's obviously your partner in all of this, right? In this whole.
Oh, no, it was bait and switch.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Oh.
She's not at all on board.
Oh.
She was all, that's what she did when we were dating. Honey, I made a tofu loaf and we'll get on the bus and we'll go to the environmental rally. The minute the ring went on, da-da-da-da, I want a steak and a limo ride. Don't bother waiting up for me. The girls and I are going to Chippendale.
We're taking the Hummer to Ruth Chris Drake House.
I'm being unfair. She does a certain amount of stuff.
Good
but she's
for
not
him.
As wacky
good
as
for
me.
Her. Women are sneaky. Listen, but I just loved your story of recovery. You said I was this green guy, this sort of vegetarian alcoholic that would wake up and go to a restaurant where I would have organic this and natural that. And by the way, bring me a couple of Bloody Marys at like 7:30 in the morning. I was this walking dichotomy and contradiction, a healthy alcoholic or so I thought.
True story.
You're like, there's tomato in it. Okay.
Exactly. That's there's a stalk of celery. What are you complaining about? It's organic.
It's a salad.
That's right. It's a salad.
It's essentially a salad.
Yeah.
It's a tomato salad.
And I needed to be tranquilized at that point in my life, so it probably all worked in my favor.
Yeah.
Until it didn't.
I mean, we talk about this with almost everyone that's in here, because everybody's, whoever has a substance thing, it's gotten worse under Trump, because people are just processing all of this stress and horribleness and you know, negativity on top of just your normal life stress that we have, right?
Yeah, people want to be sedated at this point.
Yeah.
I can understand why.
Yeah.
But we have to rise above that. We have to do what we can. There's a lot of activity to do. But even though we have a lot to do, you have to take your quiet time and meditate and get still and have some time where you repair yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, and you go out and fight again for another day. But make sure you have some quiet time and, you know, don't just do something, stand there.
Yeah.
There's plenty to do, and I'm not saying we should just, it's all about inaction. There's plenty of action, but also remember to be still and to be centered and to have your quiet time.
We just had Chelsea Handler on. She talks about how hard she took the Trump victory.
I love Chelsea.
She traded vodka for pot so that she could meditate.
Yeah. She's so funny.
I was too high strung to meditate, but pot helped me.
She wrote a book about it.
That's right.
Great book. It's coming.
Yeah, I know. I haven't read it yet.
Pre-ordered.
I just got it. I did too, and I just got it. They
you got
just
it
got
today.
The thing
mine's
today.
Probably waiting in my PO box.
Yeah,
I'm get it today.
Yeah, yeah. We've had her a couple times, but she's a great writer. But just, you know, talks about how, you know, like you, an activist and passionate, whatever. How really hard this election hit her personally.
Yeah, you can't
and,
get hung up in negativity. You can't accomplish much. But if you have a positive attitude and want to make changes and you invite people from across the aisle to do something that they know is good too, you're going to do a great deal.
And your kids are how old now?
I've got a 41-year-old daughter,
wow.
40-year-old son, gave me two wonderful grandkids.
Wow.
And then I also have a 19-year-old, Michelle and I had a child as well, 19 years old.
You're a grandpa with a bus pass.
I know.
That's a cute... But, you know, I mean, it's funny. I get a little offended sometimes as a childless person when people go like, oh, don't you care about the planet for your children? I'm like, I don't have to have children to care about the planet. Like, you know, I mean, you look at what we're going through right now.
I know.
This extreme weather. Like, you don't have to be selfish and only care about, you know, when you're not here to go, are you kidding me? How is this not obvious that we're going through climate change?
Yeah, the people in Paradise, California have suffered already. They're climate victims
as
far as I'm concerned. We've always had wildfires. That's part of the ecology here in California. I understand that.
Yeah.
But never so big and never so many.
Yeah.
That's true.
Same with hurricanes.
Okay, here's another, because speaking of wanting to survive, I didn't even know this show, Celebrity Close Calls. You were on there, you almost died in 1972 after being stabbed multiple times while being mugged by a street gang. That was here?
I was waiting for a bus. It was at Western and Imperial.
Oh, no. Back to the bus now. Now I'm worried about you.
But it was broad daylight. I thought I was fine. I was going down to play cards in Gardena. And so I stopped. I didn't intend to stop. They said, end of the line. I said, no, I'm going down further. They said, you got to get the Gardena bus system. It was a separate bus system for Gardena then because it's a separate city.
Yeah.
So I went, okay, Western Imperial. I was there with my friend Paul Appleby. We just waited at the bus stop. Suddenly there was like a dozen kids watching. Marching towards us with purpose, and I just kind of waited there to see what they wanted to talk about. I should have probably run away, but I didn't.
Yeah.
But they didn't take any money or anything. They took my jacket, and they stabbed me, and I had a collapsed lung, so I was in the hospital for a while.
Wow.
But I survived, and I'm more careful when there's large groups of people moving towards me with purpose at this point.
Yeah, yeah. I would imagine. Yeah. I would imagine. Wow. What I mean, what did that do to you psychologically? Did you...
It messes you up for a while, but it didn't last long. I didn't want to carry any sort of hate or retribution in my heart. I knew that would be bad for me. Wouldn't do anything for them either, anything positive for them, and it wouldn't suit me well. So I let it all go. I released all of that with love, and I'm not afraid to go to any part of the city now. I'm just more aware of my surroundings.
Yeah, yeah. Good God, it's so hard. It's so hard to talk to you about your acting career because it's just so extraordinary. So I know William Daniels was your, hero even before.
He was. He was my mentor, right? On St. Elsewhere, and yeah. Before that, I was a great admirer. You know, Parallax View, Two for the Road, 1776. You know, on stage in The Zoo Story and what have you. He's a wonderful actor, a
graduate.
Great guy, graduate.
Yeah,
brilliant in The Graduate. So I got to be very friendly with Bill. We had 6 wonderful years together, and his wife, Bonnie Bartlett, and he and I are all still friends, and so I just love Bill Daniels and Bonnie Bartlett.
Yeah. What do you make this, how do you feel about this whole college admission scandal becoming, they're making this about Hollywood, but I hate to say this, but isn't Lori Loughlin's husband a big Trumper? Didn't I hear that he's on tape, talking about, all these takers out there and people that don't earn their way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I'm just heartbroken about it because Felicity's a dear friend of mine. So I just want to hear more about all what happened and what have you. It doesn't look good now, but I love Felicity. She's a good person.
I've heard that about her. And
she's just lovely. Yeah. Lori, too. I worked with Lori Loughlin on this show I did in 2002. She was lovely as well. So I just hate it. It breaks my heart.
Well, that's what, I feel like it's worth a larger conversation because, as you know, we're all in our camps. Like you were saying, you try to work bipartisanly, but we get in these camps where it's Hollywood, look at these Hollywood elites. And you thought, you know what? All of the Trumps bought their way into school. I mean, give me a break. You know what I mean? It's like all of these families that buy buildings and do whatever. This is not new. And there's something we have to talk about in terms of the insane pressure that parents and children feel about getting into the right college or all of that stuff. And obviously cheating is repugnant, however it is. But, for Don Jr. and all these people to be, it's give me a break, right? Yeah. I mean, there are story after story about how Donald Trump got into school, how Don Jr. got into school, how Ivanka got into school. He gave money. Trump gave tons of money.
It should be a fair process for everybody, and that's where we need to get. And I hope everybody's learned their lesson.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that is, it's a tough one, right, when it's someone you know and love. And, that's what I've heard is they're both lovely people. And so it's sort of, but I just feel like there's a hypocrisy to go it's only these Hollywood elites. And you're no. I mean, this is a thing that's sort of it's not even a secret, right? A dirty little secret that, you get in if your dad went or you gave money or you give a building.
Right.
That's
been happening for years.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think as a father, don't you feel like it's a disservice to the kids? I mean, you should get into the college that you can get into.
As my grown kids and my 19-year-old will tell you, that didn't happen at all quite the opposite. It's you're on your own, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter went to Valley College. My grown kids went to community colleges, some state colleges. They have student loans. They owe some money. All of them do.
Yeah.
So, and I'll help them with that debt. If the show gets picked up, I'll help them beat that debt down.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they really did it themselves, all of them. So I'm very proud of all
Come on, cheap bus grandpa. Get some.
I know.
Scratch some cash
man.
Together.
I told you. I warned
you. From your $10 a month friggin' electricity bill. Jesus.
Yeah.
It's up to 60 now because he's the two cars.
Because he's an energy hog now.
Sometimes. And the wife wanted more solar heat, so I had to put a pump to pump it up to the solar panels up on the roof. On the back of the photovoltaic, I'm heating the water for the pool. Talk about a quality Hollywood problem. I'm heating the water for my pool because it's too cold for my wife. But that's added another $30 a month. So some months it's even $100 when the pool's
on. That's kind of weird coastal elitist mixed with environmental activism.
Exactly. I just wanted full disclosure here.
Yes. No gotcha moments.
I hear you. Just quickly before you go. Just because I'm a fan, people are fans of so many different things you do, but A Mighty Wind, when you work in that whole genre, right, of stuff that is just so brilliant and funny and improv with all of those same sort of brilliant people, what is that like? Because I'd forgotten you did stand up, and you've done, because, you know, people think of you as this Emmy nominated actor from St. Elsewhere, but I mean, you're just so funny, and it's even in this clip of the new show, right? Bless This Mess on ABC. So what is that like? How much of it, I guess people ask you this all the time, is scripted? How much do you have a hard time not breaking each other up? Like, what was that experience like?
Just heaven on earth to do those movies with that great gang. The first one, of course, was Spinal Tap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With Rob Reiner directing, with Chris Guest and Michael McKean and Harry Shearer and all of them.
Yeah.
And then Chris went off on his own and started doing Waiting for Guffman, which I was not in, but it's still my favorite of all those movies. And then we did Best in Show, a great movie.
That's my favorite of those movies.
I love that one, too. We just had a reunion with it. Nearly everybody was there up in San Francisco.
Oh. Yeah.
It was just a sketch fest, had all of us up there, and it was just so great to see all the cast members together on one stage. And that's a truly fine movie, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And Mighty Wind, the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To work with people like that. And it was a challenge to be across the desk from Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara, Michael Higgins and Michael McKean, and to not crack up. You know, they're doing all that they're doing, and I'm supposed to be the desk clerk and just stare at them with that deadpan. And
I always wonder how hard it is for you guys.
Cause so hard.
You know,
I can't do it anymore. I'm telling you, when this David Koechner, the son of a bitch David Koechner on Best in Show, starts going with Lennon Parham, and then, you know, and Dax Shepard and Lake Bell start up, I just got to turn away from camera and pretend I'm in character. I'm just a wreck. I can't do it anymore. They're so goddamn funny.
These guys know I wouldn't speak if I didn't. I couldn't speak in Rob Reiner film. But yeah, this is like the Trump administration. It's turned up to 11 all the time. It's always 11. At 11.
You're right.
There's 11. No other. Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I feel like, Lindsey Graham is pantsuit guy in Best in Show, right? Or in Waiting for Guffman, pardon me. I feel like if he had a wife, he would buy her pantsuits.
Stephanie.
What am I saying?
I don't know.
The new show, ABC, Bless This Mess, it's like an homage almost to Green Acres, right?
I don't know sort that of. They're saying that, but it certainly conjures up that show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the
City
New York
Slickers
couple that moved
to the country and they don't know what they're doing.
New York is where they'd rather stay, is my point.
Exactly.
She gets allergic
I'll
smelling
be Pat
hay.
Pat Buttram for 7 years in a row.
Exactly. Ed Begley Jr., get back on your electric bike or whatever that is out
it's
there.
It's a Nissan Leaf.
Oh, fine. Okay, that too.
There you
okay.
go. I've slowed down a little bit. I've gotten a little older. I don't bike the way I used to.
You remain a delight, sir. Thank you so much. This was so much fun.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you for doing this. Ed Begley Jr., everybody.
Yeah.
Happy. A happy green happy hour.
Right.
Hug trees, everybody.
Yeah, Earth Day's coming up, too.
That's right.